Six words that will destroy your manifestation and your dreams. Beware.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi everyone, Robert Zink, your miracle mentor and alchemy success coach. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle. We're always flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Hi Flyers, thank you for subscribing. We're on almost every podcast platform there is. And when you subscribe and you listen to the podcast and you like it, please give us 5 stars and a nice little review. It helps us with the algorithm. Thank you so much. Want to remind you, we have a free ebook for you. It's called Money Like Magic. Money Like Magic. Think about it. You can attract money into your life easily without effort. Go to lawofattractionsolutions.com and get your free ebook, Money Like Magic. By the way, you can also claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy success coaching. Find out what a mentoring program can mean for your life. So I want to talk to you today about 6 words that will destroy your manifestation. You know, our beliefs determine our thoughts, and our thoughts determine our language. But it also works the other way around. When you have a habit of using certain words, maybe you heard these words as a kid and you've been using them ever since, it also affects your thoughts. The words affect your thoughts, and they affect your beliefs. And it's so important, high flyers, to guard your beliefs as a conscious manifester. So, word number one is hate. Hate is such a low vibrational word. I mean, we want to avoid those kinds of words like hate, because they just sink us down. I hate it when you do that. You see what I'm saying? You're using that word, hate, low vibrational, and it may be over something small like maybe chewing gum. I hate it when you chew gum and blow bubbles. It's kind of an overkill. So try to eliminate the word hate out of your language. You'll find that you begin to raise your vibration so much easier. Number two is should. You should do that. You really should do that. There is nothing that you should do. There are things that I want to do. There are things that I have the privilege of doing. There are things that I'm excited to do. Actually, I wouldn't even use the word want to do, because that indicates a lack. I desire to do. Hate. Should. Okay, there's nothing you should do. There are things that you have the privilege. I should go to work this morning. I'm excited to go to work this morning because I have a job and other people don't. So when you approach your language with kind of a gratitude backdrop, it makes all the difference in the world. It has a huge effect on your beliefs and your manifestation. Number three, the word never. Look, there is no such thing as never. It literally does not exist, especially in the quantum universe. In the quantum universe, anything and everything is possible. And if anything and everything is possible in the quantum universe, anything and everything is possible in our universe as well. Now, that doesn't mean you need to make some crazy decisions, you know, like trying to fly off a bridge by flapping your arms, okay? It doesn't mean you need to do stupid things, but it does mean you need to have an unlimited, as Wayne Dyer used to say in his book, a no-limits mindset. When you have a, I don't have limits, I don't have boundaries, a no boundaries mindset, then never becomes an obsolete word. The next word is broke or poor. I'm broke. I'm poor. That doesn't even sound good. Even if you are broke, it doesn't sound good. It's the opposite of the kind of energy that you want to convey. I heard that all the time growing up. I can't get anything for you. We're broke right now. Okay. That means you've been beaten. You're broke. You're poor. That means you're subservient. So the other day, my five-year-old, he said to me, he said, Daddy, are we poor? I said, no, we're rich. He said, we're rich? Really? I said, yes. And for about 5 minutes, all he could do is repeat, you know, I'm rich. I'm rich. Now, I would rather have him affirming that he is rich, that he is wealthy, that he is abundant, than affirming that he's broke and poor. The next is can't. I can't do that. I can't show up. Well, those are beliefs. Can't is a belief. And you can change your belief. Don't tell me you can't do it. Of course you can. You have that power. And number six is impossible. Nothing is impossible. You are a no limits person. You have no boundaries. Nothing is impossible in the quantum universe. Nothing is impossible in the world of spirit. Nothing is impossible in the world of imagination. Nothing is impossible in the world of mind. And nothing is impossible in your life. Nothing. Hate, should, never, broke, poor, can't, impossible. Now, go get a dictionary and cross those words out of the dictionary. Oh, you think I'm kidding? I've done it, and it will make a big difference in your life as well. Hey, want to remind you that we are always here for you at lawofattractionsolutions.com. We desire to see you have the money that you desire, the love that you crave, and the health and happiness you depend on and deserve. You can have it all. Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com.